This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Joe Barton, a former chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. We want to get his thoughts on rising gas prices, the Republican approach to solving these rising gas prices, and we also want to get his reaction to what the president's had to say in terms of what he plans to do about prices that are now, in many areas, well above $4 per gallon for regular unleaded. And Congressman, it's a great pleasure to have you with us today.
Glad to be on your program.
These prices have certainly been rising for quite a bit of time now. I know there's a lot of different factors, demand, the Middle East chaos and so forth. What do you think is most responsible for why we're seeing them rise so quickly?
Well, the main problem is that worldwide supply is not much higher than demand. There's probably about a two million barrel a day surplus, and that's just so tight with the unrest in the Middle East and lack of domestic drilling here in the United States that it's causing the price to go up as providers try to lock in their supplies in case something else happens in the Middle East.
Congressman, we've heard so many competing versions of what the reality is in terms of our own supply efforts right now. We have so many folks, yourself included, who represent Gulf states that say, look, all these areas are off limits, and now trying to get just the folks back who were there before the BP disaster has been a real challenge. The president says our supply exploration is at the highest it's been since 2003. What can you tell us about all that?
Well, the president made a mistake when he initiated the moratorium in the Gulf last year after the BP oil spill. He should have not initiated a blanket moratorium in the Gulf of Mexico. That shut down all drilling for almost a year, and even though they say that they're beginning to get permits, they're not doing very many, and they're being very, very slow in granting them. We can increase our domestic production, obviously, in the OCS, but we can also do it onshore as we continue to use hydraulic fracturing for oil, which is something that we've just been doing for the last all 3 or 4 years. We're producing about 500,000 barrels a day from oil shale up in North Dakota, if we continue to use that technology in some of the other shale formations around the country, there's no reason that we couldn't substantially increase domestic oil production very quickly in, say, the next year to 2 years. Whether we can increase it enough to lessen the worldwide situation is obviously a debatable question. But there's no question that we have the capability to substantially increase oil production here in the United States if the Obama administration will be a little bit more user-friendly to the oil industry.
Let's say that for the most part you got everything you wanted, expanded exploration for both oil and natural gas in the Gulf, off both the Atlantic and Pacific coast, the shale extraction technology up in Alaska. The conventional wisdom is that all of that would only be a small percentage, even when it's up to full capacity, of our daily and regular energy needs. How accurate is that? How much of a percentage could we actually provide for ourselves?
Well, we're importing about, I'd say, 12 million barrels a day, maybe a little bit more. We're not going to eliminate that overnight, but I do think you could substantially reduce it in the next 2 to 3 years. And in the next 10 to 15, I think we could be energy independent. Again, if you have a consistent program that has reasonable permitting requirements, reasonable regulation, and then a tax structure that is not punitive towards the oil and gas industry.
What is the official Republican plan? What will you and your leadership be pushing here coming back from this recess as Americans obviously face not only higher gas prices but higher prices on food and other items as a result of the money needed to transport those items to market?
I'm not sure that we have an official Republican plan, but our general Republican position is to have a common sense domestic exploration and production program with regulatory relief through the EPA and what I still call the Mineral Management Service, and then a tax structure that is consistent on oil and gas with other extractive industries and the business sector. So they pay their fair share of taxes, but they're not punished by being in the oil and gas industry. If you take that as a combination, we don't have a lack of resources for energy production in the United States. It's more of a Obama administration reluctance to let that resource base be developed in a rational way.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Joe Barton, former chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. A couple of questions before we let you go, Congressman. In terms of the regulatory burdens, we keep hearing about that, the EPA stepping in. We just saw it with Shell this week up in Alaska. What can Congress do to try and peel that back?
Well, the first thing we can do is make sure that the EPA actually applies the law and doesn't go beyond the law and try to do things that Congress has not empowered them to do. The second thing we need to do is to look at some of the existing laws. You mentioned Shell up in Alaska. They've been trying to get a permit, an air quality permit, to drill an exploration well off the coast of Alaska for almost 4 years. And haven't gotten that permit yet. We might tweak that particular law a little bit so that the EPA has to show cause why they can't grant the permit, instead of doing what they've been doing. It's just been bureaucratic foot dragging, which has cost in the neighborhood of $500 million so far, and still no permit.
And finally, sir, you mentioned a moment ago how there needs to be some adjustment on the taxing structure, but not to punitively punish those in the oil and natural gas industry. Here's what the president said in his weekly YouTube address about what he wants to do specifically with the energy industry.
And another step we need to take is to finally end the $4 billion in taxpayer subsidies we give to the oil and gas companies each year. That's $4 billion of your money going to these companies when they're making record profits, and you're paying near record prices at the pump.
Do you support that, Congressman? What impact would that have?
Well, I think the oil and gas industry has done a good job of paying their fair share of taxes, and I think they should have the same tax liability as businesses of their size in the United States. So what the president calls a subsidy are primarily depreciation expenses and something called depletion, which is given not just to the oil and gas industry, but to any industry in the United States that extracts resources. So if we want to have a review of the entire tax code, then I'm supportive of the oil and gas industry being a part of that review, but I don't think you should single them out. And as I've characterized, it'd be punitive simply because their product are energy resources as opposed to some sort of a stone or some sort of mineral like gold or silver or something like that.
Congressman, we'll certainly be watching, and this debate has a huge impact both economically and politically. Thanks very much for your time and your insight today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Joe Barton represents his state's 6th Congressional District, and he's a former chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, still a major figure on that panel as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.